Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Do you know who this is?
Fox Sports Radio's Odd Couple. One guy's married. One guy is divorced. One guy has no kids. One guy has two beautiful daughters. One guy went to college in a cornfield in Ohio. One guy went to an Ivy League school in the big city. One guy spends his Sunday morning seated in the pew.
Does this seem weird to anybody else?
The other spends it throwing money at the pole. Can these two sports writers share a radio show without driving each other crazy? Live from the TireRack.com studios of Fox Sports Radio, here's Chris Broussard.
It is the Odd Couple. I'm Chris Broussard alongside my partner. It ain't Rob Parker. He's off today. In his stead, the man, the myth, the super producer, Rob G. Robert Guerra. And we are broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here, the Odd Couple, even without Rob Parker, who's on vacation, is the way sports talk radio should be. So keep it locked here for the next 3 hours on Fox Sports Radio, the iHeartRadio app, or SiriusXM Channel 83, however you may be listening. With that said, I'm going to introduce the Odd Couple crew and then introduce the super producer. On the ones and twos, our man Iowa Sam doing his thing.
Yay.
On the updates, Steve DeSager. And on social media, the great Elijah Cebunya. And of course, we're doing double duty, wearing two hats, our man, super producer Rob G. What's up, man?
What's happening, Chris? How you living?
You know what I usually say.
I know, that's
to
why
me.
I want to hear you date yourself once again.
In mansions and Benzes, spending ends on the friends, and it feels stupendous. Look, first, man, before we get going, I want to congratulate you on your courage.
Because, you know, last time you stepped into the arena, I beat you up pretty bad.
No, you didn't.
And I offered you another opportunity for redemption. And you, after much deliberation, you eventually got back to me and said, sure. So no, congrats.
You know what, Chris? In full disclosure, you are making a huge mistake by letting me in the ring today because you're fresh off an octagon, and you know what they say in the world of boxing. It's hard to get up and train when you're sleeping in silk sheets. You should have had a tune-up fight. You should have got in Martin Weiss, the Big Vanilla. Shout out to those guys. We should have got one of them in the mix before you stepped in with me, just saying.
Well done. Well done. I'm going to give you credit for that little analogy. That was nice. That was nice. All right. Well, let's get this thing popping. We got Tim Hardaway Sr., 5-time NBA All-Star, also FS1 NBA contributor, and a Hall of Famer. And he will join us at the bottom of this hour, so that'll be fun. And we're going to start there with the NBA, and ironically, fittingly, Hardaway, of course, was a great point guard. And Steph Curry, Rob G, was on Gilbert Arenas' podcast, and he was asked, I mean, I'm going to give Arenas credit for just putting it out there. Are you the greatest point guard ever? Here's Steph.
Are you the best point guard ever?
Yes. I have to, yes. Is me and Magic, is the conversation?
Yeah. We can look at stats all day, right? You know, we can look at stats and try to judge. I wasn't around with Magic.
Me either.
I know, right? So
I have so much respect.
I know there's not a lot of 6'9 point guard. No one's trying to. I'm thinking about the 90s growing up. There was nobody trying to be a 6'9 point guard, right? I mean, it just. But I can witness and watch every kid trying to be Curry.
All right. So, Rob G, I know you are Mr. Laker, native of Los Angeles. I'm going to let you have this one first. What are your thoughts on that?
I only got two words for Steph Curry. Stop it! Look, Steph is an all-time great player. There's nothing to take away from him.
Top 10-ish.
Top, yeah. I think 10-12 is right there where he should be all-time. And that is the elite of the elite. When you talk about the history of basketball, Steph Curry's name's got to be mentioned. Having said that, though, the gap between Magic Johnson and Steph Curry, just based on resumes, the counting stats, the things that I'm bringing facts to a feelings fight with, it's so slanted in Magic Johnson's direction that it makes Steph Curry look like an also-ran. And he's not. He's fantastic. But just the gap between them, Magic has one more championship. He has two more NBA Finals MVPs. He has one more regular season MVP. He has five more All-NBA first teams and three more NBA All-Star teams. So to sum it up, the gap between Magic Johnson and Steph Curry, just in terms of resume, is another Hall of Fame career. It's like if you were to put Paul Pierce's career on top of Steph Curry and put them together. That's the gap between Magic Johnson and Steph Curry. All respect to Steph Curry, though.
After he just bashed him. Right. My goodness. Look, I've got Magic number one, Steph number two. I think you've got Steph number two.
I do have Steph number two. Yes.
Yeah, second best point guard ever. I agree with a lot of what you said, but I'll say this. For Steph, if someone wants to argue for Steph, and you heard Arenas, we didn't hear the full clip, but he went into it a little bit for those that heard that show. He's talked about, you know, I see kids, you know, emulating Steph Curry and everywhere. Of course, everybody's trying to shoot threes now. Here's the problem, though. He said, you know, nobody was trying to be a 6'9 point guard in the 90s. After Magic played. False! Magic changed the game as well. Now, I think Steph changed it more. Steph has completely changed the game. And as you mentioned, you can't tell the story of basketball without talking about him. But Magic, you know, look at Penny Hardaway, who was a 6'8", 6'7", 6'8", point guard. Very much like Magic Johnson. And Penny Hardaway was en route to a Hall of Fame career before he got injured. He was tremendous playing with Shaq in Orlando. Grant Hill, 6'8", was essentially like a point guard. Was, you know, would give you 21 points, 8 rebounds, 7 assists, 6 assists. Like, he was great before he got hurt as well. Even a LeBron James today is a guy that was, let's just keep it real, played a lot like a point guard, plays a lot like a point guard at 6'9". And so I heard even Chris Webber say that, you know, when he saw Magic and Bird, because Bird was a 6'10 guy that played on the perimeter, could shoot it terrifically, that he began, you know, he and other guys that were his size began playing more on the outside, you know, and thinking, you know what, I don't have to always post up. I can do some other things. So I think Gil sells Magic a little short on that. But I think the argument, Rob G, for Steph, here's the one. I mean, look, some people might say it's just your preference. Do you prefer the traditional playmaking point guard, or do you prefer the score, the shooter? And you and I have talked about this before off the air, maybe a little bit on the air. If you are picking a team, like if you want to pick not just your best five players ever, or your best five, you know, at each position, my number one point guard, my number one shooting guard, my number one center, et cetera, et cetera. If you're just picking a team to win a game or even a seven-game series, if you say, look, you can pick five, let's have a draft, and we're picking not who your best team is by accolades, but a pick, put together a team of historic players to win a series, a seven-game series, you could argue that you could put Steph on there above Magic. Because if I let's just say my three perimeter guys, if I said, all right, I want Jordan, I want LeBron, if I've got those two, I'm not going to pick Magic. I'm going to pick Steph. Because LeBron can essentially run the point. I got Jordan to score, you know, slash and things like that, and I've got Steph as the shooter. So you can make that argument, but I believe it's Magic. What a lot of people don't know, Rob G, is that Magic, even after Kareem retired, still, you know, playing with guys that were, you know, good, but Vlade Divac and Tony Campbell. I don't know if Campbell was there. Was Eldon Campbell there
Vlade
at that
Divac
time?
Was there at the end. I think Eldon Campbell might have been like the last year.
Yeah. And at 90, Magic, or 91, got the Lakers to the finals.
Yes.
And they lost to Michael Jordan in five games. And so I would go with Magic. Look, if Steph somehow won another ring, and I don't necessarily see that happening, but if he somehow won another ring, I think then you have, you know, just on sheer dominance, you'd have a closer argument.
Right.
And maybe even give it to Steph. I think a lot of people would put Steph over the top.
I mean, a lot of it could be generational. I think you can make an argument that if you're over the age of 35, you probably think it's no question Magic. If you're under 35, you're probably saying it's Steph. And it's kind of similar to the LeBron-Jordan debate. I think what's different between these two and the aforementioned MJ and LeBron is what LeBron has going for him in that debate. Shout out to Steve DeSager. What he has going for him is the longevity, right? That his counting stats are going to be so astronomical that you're going to be able to say, well, how can you, you know, hold the losing finals record against him when he's number one in scoring and top five in assists and top 10 in, you know, like it's going to be the LeBron James presents the NBA record book. Like him and Wilt Chamberlain are co-authors of it, right?
Right.
What Magic Johnson has and Steph Curry is neither one of them is going to have that longevity thing, at least that we know of right now, because Steph got such
a
late start.
Steph's probably going to go another 4 years.
He got such a late start because of his ankle injuries that he didn't really become all cap Steph Curry until several years into his NBA career, probably to like his second contract, maybe in his third contract, maybe midway through his second. And
he was emerging before, like 2 years before Curry or before Steve Kerr took over.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. And then Magic Johnson had his cut short due to HIV.
Right.
So either way, and I know I was kind of dissing Steph in the beginning. The fact is that his story is still being written. I expect he's going to have more All-NBA first teams before he retires. I don't know how many championships he's going to get, but he's going to be able to keep up in that regard. I expect he'll still be in MVP contention as long as he wants to be. So maybe in 5 or 6 years, this is a closer debate. But for me right now, you know, in middle of August 2023, I don't think it's close. I think it's Magic Johnson.
Here's another, and I'm kind of, I mean, like I said, I agree with you that it's Magic. But I'm playing, you know, I want to present the Steph argument as well. And here's another thing, and one of the biggest for Steph, Rob, obviously you can talk about change the game. I mentioned that earlier.
Sure.
I think he changed it more, but Magic changed it as well. And Magic also made, along with Bird to a lesser degree, but passing cool.
Right.
Like Magic was by a mile. And that's one thing that's interesting about both, Rob G. Steph is the greatest shooter ever.
And Magic's the greatest passer.
And Magic is by a mile the greatest. If you don't know about Magic Johnson's passing, Google it on YouTube. Go to YouTube, Magic Johnson highlights. And I remember when Steve Nash was, you know, the best point guard in the NBA. And some people were trying to say he passed it as well as Magic. Or people have even said that about LeBron. It ain't even close. With all due respect to those guys, Magic Johnson, and yes, it was a lot of fancy passing, but his passing, I mean, the chasm between him and number two, whoever that is a mile wide. Like, the Magic Johnson's passing was as pretty as Michael Jordan's dunking. I mean, Dr. J's dunking, period. Now, here's one thing I'd say for Steph, though, Rob G, before we go to the callers. And this is one thing you could give him over Magic. He built, it was like Jordan. He built a dynasty.
Yes.
Like the Golden State Warriors, the Warriors. They had made the playoffs one time in the last 18 years before Steph, you know, began leading them to the playoffs.
The We Believe Warriors?
Yes,
those
that was it.
Are still eating off of that. They won one playoff series.
Because
still
that's how
of that.
Unique they were, yeah. Because that team had been horrible.
Right.
Magic, of course, went to a team that had Kareem, who was the MVP his rookie year. They had Jamal Wilkes, who became a Hall of Famer. And, you know, they had a great Rod Norm Nixon, who was nice. In fact, Norm Nixon led the Lakers in assists Magic's rookie year and the second year. And then they traded Nixon to the Clippers, so it could totally be Magic's team. But Magic played with Worthy, who was a number one pick. Best player in college when he came out of school. So Magic had a boatload of talent around him for the bulk of his career. Steph, of course, you give him Durant. And obviously that team was loaded. But, you know, Klay was a lower lottery pick.
Well, don't Klay and Draymond.
No, but
they're going to be Hall of Famers,
they're going to be Hall of Famers. Yeah. But Draymond's going to be a Hall of Famer with all due respect because he deserves it. But because of the winning. You know, like Draymond was a second round. Yeah, look, great defender, great passer and playmaker. But I'm saying all of that, if he wasn't winning, he wouldn't be a Hall of Famer. And so that's what's going to make him a Hall of Famer. And they're not winning without him, so I'm not trying to take anything away from Draymond. But he was a second-round pick. You look at sheer talent. Steph's big three for at least two of his rings was a second-round pick in Draymond Green, Klay Thompson, a lower lottery pick that nobody expected all this from, and him, who was a mid-lottery pick. Magic, number one. Kareem, obviously number one. Worthy number one picks. You know, Bob McAdoo, who older, but he was there at one point, and Byron Scott. So that would be another argument for Steph, but I'm going right now with Magic number one, Steph number two, as is Rob G. We're going to throw it out to you guys, 877-99 on Fox. What are your thoughts? Is Steph right? Is he the best point guard ever, eclipsing Magic Johnson, or if you somehow think it's somebody else? Your thoughts next, 877-99 on Fox. The Odd Couple, Chris and Rob G.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, our next guest is a terrific point guard in his own right, five-time NBA All-Star, and, of course, a Hall of Famer. Now you see him on FS1, most notably the Carton Show, doing his thing as an NBA contributor. Our man, Tim Hardaway Sr. Tim, what's up, brother?
Nothing. What's going on, Cruz? Chris, how you doing, my man?
We good, man. We good, and it's great to have you on. Now, I don't know if you heard this, but Steph Curry was on the Gilbert Arenas podcast, and Gilbert asked him if he's the best point guard ever, and Steph said yes, and he brought up Magic, but he said, I'm going to go with me. Where are you at on whether you think it's Magic, Steph, or someone else? Who you think is the best point guard ever?
Well, you know what? He has great argument. I mean, he won four championships. He's been the MVP twice. You know, and Finals MVP. You know, I would put him right up there with Magic. Him and Magic being the greatest point guards ever. You know, you got to look at you know, guys a little bit before him, the great Oscar Robertson. But you know, right now he's arguably the best point guard that ever played this game. Right now, you know, he redefined how to be a point guard. Sometimes he isn't the point guard. Sometimes he's just a two guard or the shooting guard on their team, and then he let Draymond Green handle the basketball or somebody else handle the basketball. So, you know, he's considered as a point guard, but, you know, I tell you this, he isn't wrong, you know. To me, he isn't wrong. He's right there.
Tim, you obviously played point guard, and you played it more in the traditional sense, I think, that for what our listeners would describe it as opposed to a guy like Steph. When you see the way that the position has evolved into what it is now, or even Steph Curry, he is a point guard, but he plays more off the ball than on the ball. Do you expect that if you were to be playing in a system like how they play today, that maybe your career and your statistics will look different, even though you already had a great career?
Well, you know, I played in a system like that. At times we had Tom Tolbert at point forward or Jim Peterson at point forward. You know, Chris Mullin or Rod Higgins, but the game wasn't evolved around that at that particular time. Now, like you say, you got everybody. I mean, now they playing, you know, it's 6'6 and under now as a team out there playing. You know, and we never heard of that, you know, but that's how they playing now, and that's the way the game is evolved. And, you know, you got the Joker, he playing point guard, forward, and center, you know, so and shooting guard at times. So, you know, the game has come a long way, and that's why I tell kids today. No matter how tall you are, how small you are, you still got to work on your ball handling skills. You still got to work on your jump shot. And you still got to work on your playmaking skills and just all around basketball. But the fundamentals, you got to work on that. And, you know, today, you know, who knows? You know, like you said, I was just traditional point guard back then. You know, and that's the way we played. That's, you know, the game is different now. Everybody is playing every position now. And that's what Don Nelson created back in those days. Everybody play a different position so we could trick these guys and we could get them out of their game and make them play defense a different way than what they normally play defense. So, you know, I mean, that's the way it is. And you know, I mean, I think I would excel in either or, you know, back then or now, because I would have been brought up now and been playing this type of game.
Right, shooting more threes and all that stuff. I don't know if you remember this, Tim, but when you were playing in Miami, you had just gotten to Miami. It was early in Allen Iverson's career, and I asked you about, you know, it was the controversy over Allen Iverson's crossover. And, you know, the league was calling it a travel and all that, but then they start letting him do it. And you, of course, were known for your killer crossover. And I asked you about Iverson's crossover, and you said it's a carry, it's a travel, it's a walk, it's a, you know, whatever it was. And I have said now that I think Kyrie Irving has the best handle I've ever seen in the NBA. And I think the players today handle the ball better in general. But I think the reason they handle the ball better a lot of times is because the league allows carrying. It's ridiculous now. As a great ball handler yourself, what do you think about the way guys handle the ball now? Because, again, to me, they're all carrying the basketball, like, ridiculously, which obviously makes it easier for you to do a lot of the moves that they do with the ball.
You're absolutely right. The way we grew up, we couldn't carry because the old guys would be like, that's a carry. And you got to change your dribbling skills, your dribbling habits. And they would have called it traveling. They would have went down court with it. So we had to respect that. You're right about Allen Iverson. They was calling it a travel. They was calling it a carry. But as you look at it as a superstar, when you playing, they let you get away with that stuff because they can't call all those turnovers because that's your game. And that's the way you play. And that's what the fans want to come out and see.
Right.
So, and that's the way it was. I tell you, it was a great ball handler and never carry and never get credit for his ball handling. Rod Strickland. Right. You know, he was another great ball handler that got to the hole. And you know, he had a nice mid-range jump shot, but he'd get to the hole anytime he wanted to, and you couldn't even stop him. And you're right, Kyrie Irving has the best handles in the NBA today. You cannot stop him. I like watching him play. He played with it a little bit too much, but that's his game. You know, that's his game, and he makes, you know, the people ooh and ah and have, you know, and say, ooh, did you see that? Did you do that? Wow. You know, but, you know, but I love to watch these guys play. And I'm going to tell you, at times, James Harden does carry, but at times he uses my crossover. He goes from right to left. I go from left to right, but he goes from right to left to take it back to a strong hand. But a lot of people don't see that, but I see it all the time. He's low, and he gets down low, and he gets to the basket. So I see it all the time, and I laugh at him. You know, they say, you know, people say that they're using this crossover, that crossover. My crossover is still being used in the NBA, and it's still and I can see it, and I notice it, and I put it on my Instagram. They're like, yep. That's it right there. So, right. You know, I laugh when people say that I was jealous or I was kind of mad or I was upset with me saying that my crossover is better than Allen Iverson. No, I'm not sad. I'm not upset. I'm not disgruntled. It's just the truth.
Well, yours wasn't even close to a carry. That's the thing.
No, it wasn't.
You know, you used to have to keep your hand on top of the ball pretty much.
Exactly. You can say what you want to say, but it's the truth, you know? And I've done it. And people that saying it never played basketball or never been out there and done it.
Right.
So that's why I laugh at them. So, yeah.
Right. All right, Tim, last one for me very quickly. You mentioned James Harden. He's got a lot going on right now in Philadelphia, trying to get his way out. He's calling the president a liar. Just your thoughts on what's going on right now with James Harden and what it might mean for Joel Embiid and the Sixers moving forward.
Well, you know, it's going to be another Ben Simmons type of thing here. Harden wants out. It don't seem like he wants to come there and play. He's going to be disgruntled. He's going to be upset if he has to come to training camp. And, it's just going to be another ugly situation and another black guy in professional basketball, which I don't like. James should have went, instead of calling him a liar out in public, I think James should have had a one-on-one sit-down with him and told him how he felt in his face and say, and tell him, look, you know, I'm going to be very disgruntled. I'm going to be very upset. I'm going to I don't want to play here anymore. You made me a promise. You told me that you was going to get me out of here, and it hasn't happened. It's not his fault, though, that probably some teams don't want you.
Right.
That he's trying to trade you to. You know, that it might be that way, too, James. You got to look at it both ways. But I would have never went on and just called him out a straight liar in front of everybody, you know, across the world so everybody could see. I would have went in his office and talked to him in his office and talked to him and made him understand, look, you know, we got to do something and we got to do it before training camp. Because once training camp comes, he got to go in and he got to see Embiid. He got
right.
to see the rest of his team. And how are they going to feel? How are they going to feel? Why, knowing that you want out, you not half in, you all the way out. So I can't count on you for nothing. I can't count on you to be there. Even if you want to be there, you're trying to be there. I know that you halfway out now. You're not even three quarters or almost out the door because that's what you want. So you know,
all right.
And that, like I said, it gets another black eye for the league and for the 76ers again. So. You know, that's a bad situation. But I would have went and talked to him myself in front of him and got this squared away.
That's our man, Tim Hardaway Sr., the Hall of Famer. Great stuff, man. We appreciate it, brother.
Appreciate you too, man. Anytime, call upon me. I'm there for you. Y'all be
Thanks,
safe.
Thanks, my man. All right, peace. More iCouple coming your way. The Jets, are they in trouble already? That's next. iCouple, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
He's Mike Harmon, I'm Dan Byer, and we have a brand new fantasy football podcast called I Want Your Flex. Twice a week, every Tuesday and Friday, we come up with new episodes to not only look back at what happened, what you need to do at that minute, and also look ahead of what's coming up in the fantasy football world.
That's right, Dan. Every week we're going to scour the waiver wire to find the pickups to turbo boost your fantasy lineup, sits, starts, fantasy football players' rankings to get you ready to dominate the competition.
Listen to I Want Your Flex with Mike Harmon and me, Dan Byer, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, for those of you who are NFL fans, which I'm sure is all of you, You may have been checking out Hard Knocks. The New York Jets are the featured team this year, and it was a great pick by HBO because obviously Aaron Rodgers is there for the first time. And look, the Jets are stacked, Rob G. Defense is nice up front, led by Quinnen Williams, and in the back, the secondary led by Sauce Gardner. The offense, I think a very nice receiving core led by Garrett Wilson, who may emerge as one of the best in the league. We'll see this year. You got in the backfield, Breece Hall, who was great as a rookie before getting injured. So he had ACL surgery. We'll see if he can return to form. But they also have Dalvin Cook. And so they are stacked, and obviously Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. The major question mark, though, is their offensive line. They've been getting taken to the woodshed in their, you know, joint practices with Carolina and Tampa Bay. And Robert Saleh was seen on Hard Knocks saying this about his offensive line.
You can have a Hall of Fame quarterback. You can have two $10 million plus receivers. You can have a reigning offensive rookie of the year. You can have all kinds of skill in the running back room. None of it matters until the big boys up front change who the we are. We as coaches, we as an organization can't want it more than you.
He's right on the money. And I'm telling you, and Aaron Rodgers has been very gracious publicly, and I get it, but this offensive line needs to get its act together. And I think Rob G, he was talking to Mekhi Becton more than anyone. That was their first round pick of several years ago, right. Has been injured. Played, I think, one game in the last 2 years.
Correct.
First preseason game, played 7 plays and took himself out. Now, he did play 25 plays in the last preseason game this weekend and looked good. You know, granted, it was against second and third teamers. But if Becton can get his act together, and I think mentally they're wondering, like, dude, do you want to play? Because they feel like physically he's fine. If he can get his act together, they get Dwayne Brown back, who's old, 37, but a very good offensive lineman. If Brown can stay healthy, Becton can, you know, play the whole season, then I think the line can get it together.
Yeah, but if was a fist, we'd all be drunk. And the fact remains.
What you know about that?
Not a whole lot.
Been watching Sanford and Son or something?
No, I don't know anything about that. Nothing about that life at all. Look, you brought up Dwayne Brown's 37, and he's currently on the PUP list. He's not practicing. Mekhi Becton, you brought him up, played one game in the last 2 seasons coming off 2 knee surgeries. And they said the biggest issue with him, you said he's healthy, is that mentally he's like afraid of getting hurt from the reports.
Right.
And I don't know when you can ever get over something like that. Like that's Ben Simmons territory.
He's going to have to. Right.
And their best offensive lineman, Elijah Vera Tucker, is coming off a torn triceps, and he's got an ankle issue that they're working on through camp. So they have nothing that is stable in front of Aaron Rodgers right now. And as good as all that glitz and glamour with Rodgers and Dalvin Cook and Hall and Garrett Wilson, all these guys, that's not even counting the guys they brought over in free agency. If the offensive line is not right, it's not going to matter anyways.
Do you think Rodgers, he has a quick release. He's obviously smart. You know, we've seen Joe Burrow function well, obviously, in front of a bad offense or behind a bad offensive line. You think Rodgers can do that?
Can he function? Yes. Can he function at the level that they expect to be in Super Bowl contention? No.
All right. It's the Odd Couple, Chris B, Rob G. We got 2 hours left. Y'all know what to do. Lock it!
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.